Hello, everyone. Today's passage comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I'll read that for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling, and my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. Yesterday, we began the book of 1 Corinthians, and in chapter 1, the Apostle Paul implored the Corinthians to come back to the wisdom and power of the simple gospel. There's nothing more powerful, nothing more profound, and nothing more important than the message of Jesus crucified for our sins. The gospel of Jesus is the wisdom and power of God. And in today's passage, the Apostle Paul continues in this theme of wisdom, saying that true spiritual wisdom can only come from the Holy Spirit. Paul says this in verses 11 and 12, "For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God." In other words, no one can understand godly things except God Himself. We can't understand them with our human minds, so we must need the Spirit of God to understand them. The more I dwelled on this truth, this concept of us human beings receiving the wisdom from the Holy Spirit, the more it began to make sense and open my eyes to the reality of how insanely mind-boggling this actually is. This might sound a little random or strange, but something that I began to think about while reflecting on this passage was if a bug and a human being were to try to communicate. Just bear with me for a minute. No offense to bugs, but to my knowledge, bugs have zero intellect. Let's take a fly, for example. Some flies probably only live for a day or two, and all they do is fly around, sit on a window for a few hours, and try to eat something. They have no capability to have meaningful thoughts or do anything other than mindlessly follow the instinct of survival. A human being, on the other hand, is capable of rationality, able to have deep and meaningful thoughts and conversation. They're involved in societal structures greater than themselves. They experience emotions like joy or the hunger for justice. The list goes on. Now, if a human being were to try to communicate these kinds of concepts to a bug, it would obviously be completely impossible. And even if it were, I think the bug would implode from the sheer vastness of the human experience compared to its own. But this is exactly what the Holy Spirit is doing in us. Except here, we are the bug, and the distance in wisdom between us and God is much, much greater than that of us and bugs. We, on our own as human beings, have no capability to discern wisdom. It is only through the Holy Spirit. But there's another element that Paul talks about in this passage. It's not only that we can't discern the wisdom of God, but also that we won't. In verse 12, Paul says that the spiritual truths of God are freely given to us, meaning that it's up to us if we want to say yes to the Holy Spirit to help us receive these things. There is an element of choice. Do we want to be able to discern the wisdom of God? Verse 14, the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Brothers and sisters, the fact that we are able to read the scripture like this, understand it, chew on it, and be moved by the living, breathing Word of God, this is a miraculous gift that the Holy Spirit has enabled. True wisdom comes from the Spirit of God. Instead of trying to rely on our own intellect, rely on our own ways of thinking, let's continue to pursue after God and His Spirit, who are the only way to true wisdom. Let's ask God, God, I want more and more of your Spirit. Help me to listen and to understand what you desire to say to me. Let's pray. God, we want to thank you for this gift of wisdom you offer us through your Holy Spirit. We acknowledge that we on our own have no ability at all to produce wisdom and truth. God, you are the source. Without you, we can do nothing. Thank you, Lord, that you impart heavenly wisdom on people like us who, without you, are like bugs. But with you, you call us to great things, to understand, to ponder, to desire the things that are above. So, God, we ask you that you continue to pour out your Spirit onto us, and may we grow closer and closer with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.